as it relates to building an insurance business. So I've been an entrepreneur since I was eight. And when I say that, a lot of people nod. They're like, yeah. Because they were too. Maybe it wasn't eight. And I can tell you exactly when it happened and why it happened. And I can tell you all the things that I've done up till about 23, 24 years old, trying to start a business and just hustle them, just make money. I won't get into all those stories today. What I will say is I was raised by a single mom in the country. And there was an old man down the road. I say an old man. I mean, I think he was only probably like in his 50s when I knew him. But he seemed old. And then I realized when he passed away, he was only like 80 something. But it had been 100 years since I'd known him anyway. But he kind of took me under his wing as like an adopted grandson in a lot of ways, took me out fishing, taught me how to hunt, fish. He was a tobacco farmer and just had a lot of that farmer wisdom. I don't know if you ever met a farmer, they just have that wisdom. And one day I went to him, his name is Mr. Trainum. And I said, Mr. Trainum, how do you make $1 million? I was probably 15 years old. And he said, what? I said, I want to make $1 million before I turn 30. I just decided that's what I want to do. How do I do that? And Mr. Trainum said, real estate. And I said, real estate? He said, real estate. I said, well, I don't, what do you mean? He said, well, what you got to do is, and some of you guys have heard this story, you got to go buy a whole bunch of real estate. You got to rent it all out and bam, $1 million. It was like Emeril Lagasse before that was popular, you know, throwing the ingredient in the pan. And I didn't understand. I was like 15. I was like, wait a second. I got to rent. Tell me again. He said, you got to get a whole bunch of real estate. You got to rent it all out. And then bam, you're gonna make $1 million. And it didn't make any sense to me, but he seemed excited. So I was in. I just wish I could take you back there. And if I had more time in this talk right now, I'd really fully describe the guy, but I'll save that. But I went off to college at 17 and I wanted to become a doctor because what I understood was I need a whole bunch of real estate and rent it all out, bam, $1 million. So step one, get the real estate. Well, I need money. So I went to college. I want to be a doctor so I can make a lot of money because I was told doctors make a lot of money. And then with that lot of money, I could buy real estate. Then the next step would be find people to rent it all out. And then of course, bam, $1 million. So it was always, it was that linear thought. And I went off to college and had some life changes and came out of there as a psych major and a religious studies minor and pre-med. I did finish the pre-med, but I had no money for college and really no desire for to be a doctor. I just didn't. But I still had that desire to make $1 million before I turned 30. Matter of fact, if you talk to my wife, Heather, we met at 19. We were sophomores, spring semester, sophomore year. And even then I was telling her I'm gonna make $1 million before I turn 30. I just knew I was, I just didn't know how. And so, I think everybody says yes to this when I say, hey, do you want to make $1 million? Of course, everybody's like, well, yeah, I'd love to make $1 million. But there's people right now listening to my voice. Like, it's not a flippant answer for you. You're like, yeah, I do want to make $1 million and not in the course of my life. I want to make it this year. I don't want to make it over the next 40 years. I want to make it now. And so anyway, I just kind of want to cover how to make $1 million. It seems like a pretty simple talk, but is that okay with everybody? You good with how to make $1 million? Okay. So step one, we're going to go through some math. The first example of this is the real estate example that Mr. Trainum was telling me about. Buy a whole bunch of real estate, rent it all out, bam, $1 million. I'm not in real estate. I own my house and outright. That's mine. I kick the rock and go, that's mine. Bank don't own that at all. Of course, if I don't pay my taxes, I'm screwed. But I do own my house. And that's the only real estate I own. So please understand that these numbers I'm relating here are from people who have expertise in real estate. People have come back and said, well, I can do better than that. And I go, and yet you're selling insurance. Whatever, man. I'm talking to people who've made millions in real estate. And this is the numbers that they say. I digress. I don't know these numbers. They tell me. But they tell me, now this is for everywhere except the West Coast, because this is a whole different ballgame if you're on the West Coast somewhere. But a $100,000 investment in most of the country is going to end up bringing you in a gross of about $1,000 per month. Of course, you've got expenses that come out of that. Maybe you're going to end up bringing home $300-$400. Maybe you better save some of that, because in Texas, you're going to end up replacing the heating and air conditioning units. Certainly at some point, I'm glad at our house we have two, because when one goes out and we get to have one, and it's like in our house, ants move, like we move like ants to that side of the house when an air conditioning unit goes out. But when you own real estate, you got to have capital expenditures to improve it, call it CapEx, but it's $1,000 gross. $100,000 investment, $1,000 gross. When I was coming out of college, and maybe this is true for many of you as well, I didn't have $100,000 and I didn't have the credit to get a $100,000 loan. So this option, Mr. Trainum, of buy a whole bunch of real estate, that was out for me. I had no way of buying a whole bunch of real estate. I was a psych major coming out of college. Those tend not to make a lot of money until they go to 8 more years of school, and then they make a little more. It just wasn't there. I didn't have it, right? Next example, savings. Well, you know, you think about, well, I want to be rich. I want to make $1 million. I want to whatever. Well, what if you try to, they say you can't save your way to wealth. Well, let's just look at this. Okay, let's look at if you had $1 million in a bank, which you probably didn't make in 1 year if you got $1 million in the bank, but you made it over time. You saved up $1 million. Some people look at this same thing with their 401k or whatever. I'm just going to save up $1 million. I had a buddy of mine when I first moved to Texas. His big retirement plan was he was going to save up $5 million and put it in tax-free municipal bonds that get paid 3% tax-free interest every year. He's going to make $150,000 a year off of that. And I said, man, that sounds like a good plan. He said, that's the kind of thing Ross Perot does. Takes all his money and puts it in tax-free municipal bonds. I said, man, that sounds great. How are you going to get the $5 million? You make $60 a year at your job. How are you going to save up $5 million? He said, I don't know, but that's the plan. Okay. Well, let's just say, you know, details be damned. You saved $1 million. Who cares how you did it? Well, if you're getting 3% interest in a savings account, which hasn't ever existed, like ever, then you're going to get $30,000 per year is what you're getting on your $1 million in the bank. And if you broke that down by month, that's $2,500 per month. I feel a little like that's sad. If you had the wherewithal to save $1 million and now you're making $2,500 a month, it seems like a little bit of a kick in the teeth. Like I did all this work for what, to make $2,500 per month. And by the way, that's taxed if it's in a savings account. So here's the third example, recruiting. I just didn't see a lot of options for making $1 million. And then I got in the insurance business. And then I was told you can hire somebody. And it works like mortgages or real estate, where agent A hires agent B. And when you hire agent B and they make money, they make that $500 a sale, agent A gets paid a little bit. I thought, okay, well, I mean, it seemed so easy. It really did seem easy for me to get going. I got started right away. My first leads, I made sales. You know, my first commission check was $1,800 and I didn't get any training. And so I figured, well, I can do that. Like I can not train somebody else and help them get going. That's gotta be easy. I just need to find people. Well, then we started doing after doing this for a while, we started doing the math on what recruiting actually looks like and realized I really can make $1 million doing this. So let's say you're spending $140 a week in Craigslist ads. I use Craigslist at ZipRecruiter or whatever. $140 per week in the ads. The trick is that you're doing it every week. Back in my day, we didn't have Craigslist. The internet was still being perfected by those who did it. We used the newspaper is what we ran. And $140 per week was pretty cheap for newspaper ads. I was doing really about $400 to $800 a week in newspaper ads. It depended on if I was running just the Dallas Morning News or if I was also running the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Did you follow me there? Two ads in two different papers, one ad per paper, two different papers. I was spending $800 a week on ads, but let's just go with the $140 a week. Every week, that's $7,280 you're investing over the course of the year. Already, this is way better than the $100,000 I needed to buy that real estate, because $7,280 is not due up front. It's due over the course. It's due in $140 increments at 52 times a year. So it's due over the course of time. I can do that. And you're going to get 24 responses per week. Are these 24 interviews? No, it's just 24 people that respond. Some people respond saying, hey, would you like to go out with my grandma? Some people say, it's like you get random stuff on some of these responses, but you're going to get 24 responses per week. Does this happen every week? No, these are averages, I'm telling you. So if you run it 1 week and you're like, I didn't get 24 responses, keep running it. I'm telling you, the averages play out. So that's 1,248 responses in a year. Now, if out of 1,248 responses, can you find one person that can issue 10,000 a month? I'm betting you can. And I don't know anybody who's run $140 a week in ads that hasn't. And some people say, well, I recruited 30 people last year. You didn't recruit 30 people on $140 a week. I mean, you would get more. You get more, but one producer knocking out $10,000 per month, or that one person is doing 2,000 and they got four buddies that are each doing 2,000. That accounts for 10,000. It doesn't have to be one producer that you find that can do 10. It could be five that you find that are doing two. Okay. Well, that with a 10% spread, if you're making 10% spread, that's the difference between your contract and theirs. You're making 10 points on that 10,000. That's $1,000 per month that you're making. That's $1,000 per month that you're making. Not bad. And in 7 months, your investment's paid off even before you fully made your investment. Is that making sense? Like when you're investing, you're talking about return on investment and return of investment. I want to know when am I getting my money back and how much am I making on it is what you want to know. Well, I'm saying in 7 months, you've got your investment paid off and the rest is gravy. And most likely if somebody's doing $10,000 a month, those people don't just disappear. They don't just quit because you've taught them out of nowhere how to make, I mean, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month working. I mean, $10,000 a month is a 10 to 15 hour a week job at the most. They're not going to leave on that. The rest is gravy. So you invested $7,280, you made $1,000 return. So here's some real numbers that we looked at. Real numbers sitting at a conference a few years back. We were looking at the agencies and the agency leader. So like in front of you, agency leader, I know Marty Doge is an agency manager with us. Diane Lampe's an agency manager. Yakey, agency manager. Jacob Belkraus, agency manager. So we looked at the agency managers, not the whole organization, but we looked at what their agency did and what that person made. So for me, it would be my agency outside of the other agency managers of the Fitz Group. What did I make and what did I recruit outside of all of those people? That's what this graph is going to show you, okay? So just start it off. Those who averaged 4 to 6 recruits per month, the agency manager, the Fitz, the Diane, the Yakey, that averaged 4 to 6 recruits per month, that agency leader ended up making $228,000 that year on average. Probably still doing some personal production, probably not solely in overrides, but those were the numbers. They recruited 4 to 6, they made 228,000. They recruited 7 to 10, they made 309,000. Again, this is you're looking at like what did Fitz make and what did he recruit outside of Diane, Jake, Yakey, Marty, on and on and on. 10 to 14 recruits per month, 489,000. How'd you get them started? Doesn't matter. Those who recruited 10 to 14 recruits per month translate into 489,000 in income. 15 to 18 recruits per month translate into 550 in income. 20 to 22 recruits in a month, 585,000 in income. And then the final number we have here is those agency managers who in their agency outside of any other agency they had were recruiting 28 to 32 recruits per month that translated into $925,000 annual income for that person. Now, obviously, you're not making money by hiring somebody. You make money by selling insurance. We've got to get people started, but the translation is there. And if that's all you needed to know, do you think recruiting is worth it so far? I don't know how to get people started. This doesn't say anything about that. It says it didn't say which managers were the most effective at getting somebody started, who had the best videos on boot camp, who did the best daily coaching call, it was this person averaged this many recruits and they made this much money. I love simplifying things like that. Do you ever play with the numbers? Our results aren't normal. We get on here and we hear a new producer that made, you know, their first app for $1,000 in premium. And we go, yay. But let's translate that. That person owns their own company and just made $500, $600, $700 on the very first time they sold anything with their new company. That's not normal in the world of starting your own business. Our results just aren't normal. 70% of Americans are looking for a side hustle. Don't believe me? Get on social media. Half of what's happening on social media is somebody's side hustle. You ever pay attention to that? You get on there and you're like, man, this dude's doing a dance. Yeah, they're making money on doing that stupid dance. 70% of Americans are looking for a side hustle. 3-foot rule. You need to talk to everybody within 3 feet. And if you can't reach them, you need to talk loud enough so they can hear you. 3-foot rule. That's people want to know, should I recruit on Craigslist or ZipRecruiter or Monster or social media? Yeah, just talk to everybody you can find. It's the easiest and cheapest way. So let's run through some numbers real quick. If you're very part-time with us, making 4 sales per month or really 1 sale a week, average sale is $900. We're averaging about $1,000 on annualized premium. By the way, if I lose you on this, it's okay. It's okay. I'll summarize it with some spectacular things. But 900 times four, that's $900 in premium times 4 sales. That's $3,600 in premium. If you're on a 55% commission, which I don't know why you would be, that's $1,908. I know everybody starts there, but well, you shouldn't be there by the time you're making money. So that's $1,900 a month in commission that you're making. Well, Fitz, I get advanced this and I sold this product that has a different factor to it. No. I'm keeping things super simple. But I challenge you to prove these numbers wrong. Do these numbers and prove me wrong. Come back and say, I didn't make $23,000 annually. I made $22,000. You got me. It's because you sold that one product that paid a little less than the other one. It's our bad. So the numbers, though, they play out. They play out. All right. So let's say that you're still doing that. And that most likely is going to get you a raise. You see how we moved you to 75% commission here? Where'd my mouse go? There it is. 75% commission. So you're still doing the same thing, but you've gotten a 75% commission now out of it. So you're making a little bit more money out of the deal. That's $32,000 annual income. But on top of you doing that on a very part-time basis, that's legitimately, you're working a full-time job and you're doing that on the side. You also find 4 other people the same way, averaging $900 annualized premium. $900 times 4 very part-time people times 4 sales a month, that's $14,400 in premium that's being written. If you're making a 20% spread on that, I know I said earlier, if you did 10%, the rest is gravy, blah, blah, blah. You should be averaging 20% spread on your business as you're building it. Not doing that? Let's talk. I can help you. But $14,400 times 20% is $2,800 a month that you're making on top of your $2,700 a month in personal production. Total annual income there, $34,560. Fitz, you said $1 million income. Well, it's not $1 million, but I mean, maybe you're putting in 5 or 10 hours a week and you're making an extra $67,000 a year. Are you not, you're not fired up about that? I don't know if your wood's wet so much as you don't have wood. If that doesn't get you excited, like your wood's not wet, you're trying to burn steel. Like it, $67,000, you're putting in 5 to 10 hours a week in time. Can you document these numbers? I just did. It's right there in front of you. Again, test it. Go try it. You go do those 4 sales a month and then find 4 other people doing the same thing. And you tell me if you're not making $67,000 a year. Come on. So what does it take to $1 million? Make $1 million. Let's break it down. All right, number of producers per month, 15. You need 15 producers per month to average $100,000 a month in annual premium. Well, that fits. That's a little bit different than the part-time example you just showed. Yeah, I'm not talking about making $67,000 anymore. I'm talking about making $1 million. So 100,000 divided by 15 producers, 100,000. So I'm doing my calculator here because I'm bad at math, is divided by 15, it's $6,666.66. Some people get really scary when you start using that six number. It's the number of man. Y'all quit freaking out. So it's $6,700 per producer. That means you're going to have some producers that are doing $30,000 a month and some that are doing $3,000 a month or $2,000 a month, but you're going to average with these 15 producers $100,000. Well, Fitz, I already have 15 producers. We're doing 80,000. Well, then you need more producers, don't you? You got me. These are averages, and your average producer does less than what I think an average producer should do. So, or I can show you that an average producer has done. So you just need more producers. If you got an average spread of 20%, you're making $250,000 a year. You follow this math? 15 producers translates into $100,000 a month in annualized premium with a 20-point spread. That's $20,000 a month in overrides that you're making. And I went ahead and took the liberty of rounding that up to $250,000 from $240,000. Okay. Just to make it a nice round number. So my mother was a math, Matt has a master's in math. She was a math teacher for years, even taught at the college level. And she'd be so proud of me in my professional life that I use algebra. We're going to solve for X here. And $250,000, and you want to go to $1,000,000. If you're solving for X, $250,000 times X equals $1,000,000. Well, you got to divide each side by $250,000. So you isolate the X. Now X equals 4. Wait, what? I'm just taking you back to high school algebra class. X equals 4. So that means everything that you're doing here has to 4X. So if you're going to do $250,000, but you want to make $1,000,000, well, instead of $100,000 in monthly premium, you need to be $400,000 with a 20-point spread. Not averaging a 20-point spread? Let's talk. There's a way to do it, I can tell you. Okay, which means instead of 15 producers, you need 60. Well, Fitz already have 60 producers, and we're running $100,000. Oh, are those real producers? if you're doing 60 producers a month, I don't know how you're running less than $100,000. Unless like 40 of them aren't actually producing, you just are counting them as producers. It's kind of like those churches who say we have 400,000 people that come to our church, but you show up on Sunday, there's like 15 people in the sanctuary. That's not the real membership. That's like all time membership. So I'm not looking at all time recruits. I'm saying current producers. So if you need 60 producers each month, more than likely you need more than that. That could sell that month. Instead of 60 producers, you may need 100 because you're going to have somebody get sick. Somebody's going through chemo this week and they're not producing. Somebody's going on vacation because they've earned it. Some people are going on an awards trip, right? You earn a trip to New Zealand, you go on New Zealand. Things happen. So you don't need 60. Don't think about the minimum. You need more than that. Let's go 20% more. So you're going to need 80 producers to get 60 that'll produce in a month. Does this seem simple? I do these numbers and I go, this seems too simple, but listen, it isn't complicated. Yeah, but I got this project and I need to learn that. I need to. No, man, you need 60 people selling this month and you're going to turn into $1 million annual income. The question is the cost worth the reward? See, we don't ever talk about building on this call. We talk about sales, but there's a bigger picture at play. There's a lot more money that can be made, and a handful of y'all want that. The question is, can you get your cash flow going, and at the same time, can you teach other people to do the same thing? And you need about 60, and you'll translate into roughly $1 million annual income. I can tell you the reward doesn't suck. Out of that million, what am I making, Fitz? I don't know. What if you netted $350,000 out of $1 million? Because you got expenses, you got staff, you got office, you got ads. What if you only netted $350,000 in a business that is yours? I'm telling you, that's a pretty good life. It's a really good life. And it's a life that Heather and I lived for years before we sold our agency to Integrity. Can I sell with making $1 million? It's going to take more. It'll take a little more, but we can get there. I can show you how, but the basics are this. Fair enough. I finish every training I ever do with my information. You can take a screenshot of this. I also like the picture. That's one of the pictures Integrity took of me. But there's an office, my cell, website, email, any of those work. By the way, if you call my cell, the voicemail literally says, don't leave a message because I don't check my voicemail. And so then if you then leave a message and expect me to return it, you're going to be mistaken. You're going to be like, hey, Fitz never returns his calls. That's right. I actually literally told you that on the voicemail. So shoot me a text and tell me who you are. I'll respond to that. I just can't respond to all things. It gets to be a full-time job. Hope that helps. Can I help you? I sure would like to. If you're an agent with us, please go to timewithfitz.com. That's TimeWithFitz.com to schedule a time when I can help you directly. Just pick a topic and pick a time and we'll meet.
If you're not an agent with the Fitz Group, I encourage you to go to thefitzgroup.org/contact. Again, thefitzgroup.org/contact and send us a message. See you soon.